Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Growing Weeders into Leaders, the topic, that's the new book by Jeff McManus. We're talking with Jeff on today's This Week in America, leadership lessons from the ground level. Information at Jeff's website, jeffmcmanus.com. Books available all across the country. In the book, Growing Weeders into Leaders, you talk about the importance of making an organization as flat as possible. I'm assuming from an economic standpoint, and we'll talk about that because everybody now is trying to do more with less money. But as you think about it and read it in the book from a leadership standpoint, it's a lot easier to lead a small, effective group rather than a large one.
Well, absolutely. I mean, some people don't have that luxury to be able to have direct communication with everybody in the organization. But one of the things that I had learned from listening to some great leaders, one being Andy Stanley, is even though the person may not answer to you directly, keep the line of communication open. So be approachable, be accessible, have an open door policy. One of the things that I'm doing right now is I'm doing my second tour with all my staff where I have meet with them one-on-one. And just we hop in a van, or we'll get on a golf cart and just ride around and talk. Maybe get to know them a little better. Find out a little bit about them, whatever they want me to know, talk about work. But to keep that relationship where it's not them against us.
Right.
You know, it's us. It's all of us working together. It's not this adversary relationship.
Jeff McManus is the Director of Landscape Services with the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. He's been there since 2000. And it's interesting because within the university, you basically have your own university, Landscape U, and you talk about the value of training, ongoing training. Tell us why that's so important.
Well, Rick, I'm glad you got to that because Landscape University has absolutely changed my life. It has freed up my days. It has given me more time. It has saved us more money. It has been a life changer for me. Landscape University is a way for us to systematize what we do. And there was nothing like this out there that we could find. Nobody else had done it. So we came up with this process ourselves and basically takes everybody from the day one, from the day they start, and takes them through the training that they need to have on the job. Some of that's in a classroom and some of that's in the field. And the great part about it is our staff was the ones who helped build the classes. They're the ones who helped teach the classes. They're the ones who are doing the mentoring and the training. So we're continually growing this culture of leaders leading leaders and developing leaders, where it's not just Jeff-driven. It's not so focused around me. So when I leave, this culture keeps going of growth. Or if I want to take it to the airport where I'm running the airport or I'm running the golf course, we can take the same system, which we've done, and take it over there. I don't have enough time to tell you how much it's just freed me up. It has been a life changer.
And you talk about that in detail in the book, Growing Weeders into Leaders. You talk about the importance as well of sharing your passion. And you think about that, and it really makes sense. If they see you and they sense your passion, your joy in what you're doing, it's contagious, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. If you didn't enjoy doing this radio show, I surely hope you wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense for you to come to work in landscaping if you don't like it. So do us all a favor. Find what you love. Find your passion and go there. Because just working for a pension for 30 years so you can retire, you're going to waste your life. So we want you to be excited. Some guys are sort of indifferent. Some folks are indifferent about work. So we encourage, if you don't really know, then decide you're going to either love it or decide that you're not going to love it. But either way, make a decision and then either get in or get out. And those are the people we try to hire. We actually try to hire people who are excited about serving others, who are not afraid to go pick up trash or a dead squirrel in the road or work in poison ivy or all of that kind of fun stuff that we get to do. That's the kind of people we're trying to attract, those people with a servant's heart.
We've heard the term soft skills more in the last couple of years, I think, than we have in a long time, but it's something that you've always practiced there. Talk about why you feel it's so important to cultivate soft skills.
Well, I don't like the term because it makes us all feel like, well, they're not that important.
Well, yeah, like a sort of a secondary skill.
Exactly. And they're important skills. They're success skills, because if you look at who you'd rather work with, would you rather work with somebody that's teachable, coachable, pleasant, has a good attitude and is willing to learn and doesn't know a whole lot, or somebody who knows everything, who's mean, doesn't communicate, is hateful? You know, everybody picks that first person. They want to work with somebody they enjoy working with, and those are the soft skills. They communicate well. They respect each other. They help each other. They tear down the silos between departments and crews. We focus on that constantly so that we are proactive. It's like sharpening a lawnmower blade. If you'll go ahead and sharpen it, it'll cut the grass so much easier, so much better, so much more efficient. But if you choose to neglect that, eventually you're going to pay the price. You're going to pay the price in repair bills and other things. And it's true with people. If you're proactive in building them and working on these skills, we actually have our human resource department sharing with other people that they need to watch us and what we're doing. And we feel that's a compliment, because we're not waiting for HR to teach us. We're not waiting for our human resource people to come over. Now, we use their resources. They're great at what they do. But don't wait for them to do all the training. Be proactive and get ahead of it.
Growing Leaders into Leaders. The author is Jeb McManus, Director of Landscape Services with the University of Mississippi since 2000. You can link on directly to Jeff's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.